Reaction around the world to Friday's presidential runoff election in Zimbabwe has been harsh. The U.S. called the election a sham. The European Union denounced it as hollow and meaningless. Those in other world powers said they would not recognize Robert Mugabe's government. Forces loyal to President Mugabe reportedly forced people to the polls. Opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai said that millions boycotted the election despite the intimidation. Britain's Foreign Office Minister, Lord Mark Malik Brown, has been prominent in the efforts to pressure the Mugabe regime. He joins us now from London. Lord Brown, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
All this condemnation, including Queen Elizabeth revoking President Mugabe's knighthood, but it does not seem to have had much effect. What might?
Well, first, I think this condemnation is reflective of a very different global political environment. For many years, President Mugabe could argue it was him against Britain and the U.S. Today, it's him against the world. His own neighbors, many African countries, have come out against him. And I think that's going to be very destabilizing for him, initially just politically. But if he holds on, then I think he will see not just U.S. and European sanctions, but perhaps UN-based sanctions implemented by his African neighbors. So I think he's on a slippery slope now.
When you get to the matter, the practical effect of economic sanctions, which we've seen in scores of areas around the world, is it possible to punish President Mugabe with sanctions without harming the innocent citizens of Zimbabwe?
First, I think you start with sanctions, as we have, targeted at him personally and the 100 or so people around him. And we've already got steps against them, and I think those now need to go global, and we need to chase their financial assets. We need to chase them when they travel with potential human rights arrest warrants. We perhaps have to look at preventing their children going abroad to college and university. It may be that we will need to target the companies that are associated with them while trying to protect the broader mass of Zimbabweans, because the United States and the UK both remain very generous in humanitarian assistance because we don't want them to be the victims of these sanctions.
What about the role of African governments? Because a number of African governments have been, I think it's safe to say, unusually critical towards Zimbabwe in recent weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I think they are very proud as a region of their improved democratic performance in recent years. And Mugabe has become a stain on that. And I think here in London, where we celebrated Nelson Mandela's 90th birthday this week, when he came out and expressed horror for what was happening next door to his own country in Zimbabwe, I think it was indicative of just how dramatic the change of opinion is and how Africa is anxious to move on and to see a transition in Zimbabwe.
I noticed BBC coverage, in fact, a number of people who were brave enough to give interviews in Zimbabwe or just over the border in South Africa. They said somebody ought to send troops, somebody ought to change this thing. What do you think about that?
We've always felt that this needs to be solved by a combination of political and economic steps. You know, the idea of a Western intervention, which was the original conception of this, is one we've clearly ruled out, as has the United States. But, you know, it may be that in the face of the collapse of the country that South Africa and the other neighbors but would have no choice but to try and stabilize it.
Lord Mark Malik Brown is Britain's Foreign Office Minister speaking to us from London. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you, Scott.